We start with local government and crime news, where we learned this afternoon that Hillsborough Mayor Pro Tem Matt Hughes was charged with a DUI in Chapel Hill. The incident happened on December 29th, and he was released on a written promise to appear in court on January 12th in Orange County. 97.9 The Hill reached out to Matt Hughes, and he provided us a statement. And among other things, he said, quote, "The other day I was cited for a DWI. It was wrong, and I'm not proud about it. I made a decision to drive that I shouldn't have." He goes on to say, "The events leading up to a loved one going into the ICU were certainly stressful, but that is no excuse to use alcohol and then operate a motor vehicle." And he continues, "I'm sorry and extremely remorseful for the pain and disappointment I've caused, and ask for forgiveness." You can find that full statement and an article with more details by visiting chapelborough.com. Coming up here in just about 20 minutes, Chapel Hill residents are holding a candlelight vigil recognizing the anniversary of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The vigil begins at 5:30 at the corner of Franklin and Columbia, followed by a march to University United Methodist Church on East Franklin Street. State House Representative Alan Buoyancy and Renee Price will both be on hand and are scheduled to speak. And this weekend, the town of Hillsborough is holding a meeting open to all community members, but they really want one specific group there, skateboarders. The local government plans to construct a skate spot at Cates Creek Park. The designer for the project is looking for input about features from those who will probably use it the most. Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver spoke with me earlier in the week about the idea and the long-running interest around town in adding places for skateboarders to use.
This is something that has been percolating for a long time. Having a skateboard facility, has been an ask from the communities and from the Parks and Rec Board for a very long time, since before I was in local government and I was a volunteer on the Parks and Rec Board. This is something that people have really wanted. And it's made it to the point where last year we set aside some funding for a skate spot at Cates Creek Park. And after a lot of discussion, the Parks and Rec Board has recommended that rather than starting out with one really big skate park, which is, you know, a big undertaking, a very expensive undertaking, their thought is, well, why don't we invest in multiple skate spots? And the term is intentional. So skate spot is thought of as a small skate park. And the first one is going to be at Cates Creek Park. And we want input on what skaters in our community would like to see there. And I imagine that a lot of those ideas will stay in the docket for the next project that comes up for another skate spot in the future.
That's Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver speaking there. The design session on Saturday is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That is tomorrow morning in the Town Hall Annex on 105 East Corbin Street in Hillsborough. Time now for sports, and we start sports with not great news. The women's team fell again last night. And that is three losses in a row to start ACC play. They're now 0-3 in the conference. And Miami came away with a 62-58 win at home against UNC. So a road loss last night. Deja Kelly led the way with 19 points. She also scored her 1,000th point for her career. UNC only shot 35% from the floor, and that led to their fourth straight loss. Here's Deja Kelly after the game on what they need to improve.
You know, it comes down to small possessions in the end. And I think just they don't matter enough to us right now. And it's a gut punch, but, you know, we go back to practice and we really focus again. It sucks to be losing, but the league is really good and it just takes a lot more to win these games. The possessions matter. It takes a lot more diving on the floor, a lot more rebounds, a lot more, you know, active hands, things like that to win these games. So I think that's just what it comes down to.
That's Deja Kelly. Again, she did reach the 1,000 point plateau in that loss, but the Heels are now 0-3 in ACC play. Another big game on the calendar tomorrow, UNC men's basketball hosts Notre Dame. It's at the Smith Center. And this one's got a bit of an odd tip-off time. It is 11:30 in the a.m. We will have all the action for you here on 97.9 The Hill, your flagship station for Carolina sports. We'll start the festivities at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.